You are now in the center of the second room, where you can see another model, a reproduction of the building that was called the Big House by the people of Cusa. The large buildings were the premises that housed the kilns. Subdivided into three floors, the kilns were made up of a combustion chamber, crucibles, and the chambers used to reheat the items. The manufacturing and processing of glass is broken down into the following phases: melting, molding, reheating, finishing, and decoration. Melting is the initial phase by which, starting with ground, pulverized, and sieved elements, a blended mass is obtained with the greatest possible uniformity. Molding is the phase that follows melting. The glass is still fluid and is within a range of temperature in which it assumes a viscosity that enables it to be worked, retaining its shape without distortions. Once taken to the melted state, the glass can be shaped using different methods. In the reheating phase, the glass object now formed is placed in the kilns at a sufficient temperature to reduce the internal stress and then left to cool slowly. The crucibles were containers in impervious material used to melt the materials. Before being filled, at the moment they are placed inside the kiln, they are gradually heated to avoid the cracking caused by too rapid expansion. The crucible was brought to a temperature of around 1000 degrees centigrade and, once up to standard, was used for several months before being replaced. The kiln was always kept lit at a temperature that ranged from 1400 to 1000 degrees centigrade, that is, between the temperatures for melting and processing. As you can see, the kiln building did not have chimneys, but were designed to allow the smoke to escape through holes in the roof, created by superimposing the two frames that made up the ceiling. We now turn to the left, where some of the tools are displayed that were used for the manufacturing and melting of the glass.